Hi, everybody. I'm Emily.
And I'm Vince.
And this is the Lighthouse Lowdown. That was weird.
What?
I heard notes in our intro that I haven't heard before.
I think it's just louder. I think I adjusted the volume knob.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just turned it from 0 to 50%.
Maybe it's our house.
Oh, our house? You mean the riprap studio
we version? We don't have a studio.
Four?
No. This cannot be an actual version.
All right, everybody. We're just intermittent between studios, Wandering.
We're sitting on the couch. We got three computers open.
We're out to sea.
My microphone may fall off the coffee table.
It's happened before to me.
Has it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Microphone fell and there was a...
That's right. That's when I had just broken my foot the day.
Yeah.
That was the only other couch instance that we've had. So now This is couch number two, always in some big event of our lives.
Yeah, you guys are along for the ride. It is, July 2nd, 2024.
Yeah.
Welcome to the recording.
Which just tells how close we're cutting it, recording before it's actually posted. Normally We're 2 weeks ahead, but Vince and I have been moving. We're in our new place now, and which is why the studio is not ready.
Yep.
It's been a lot, which is also why I don't have a history buoy today.
Here's a history buoy.
Oh.
I owe an apology to our viewers on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was almost a full week behind posting
the last one. I was delinquent a day on the actual podcast post.
We can't all be you.
We took damage. Our faithful listeners did not appreciate our tardiness.
So,
but yeah, that's what YouTube, happens when you move.
YouTube was a week behind. So here we are. And Emily's the host and I'm happy to be along with Lighthouse buoy. No history buoy.
How long have we been doing this and you still call it something else every time?
Yeah.
Okay. So history buoy, we're skipping. And the lighthouse we're covering actually probably deserves a longer episode. I got some good history, but I feel like a lot of the aspects of this lighthouse I would go into on their own episode, such as Fresnel lenses and how that all started. So, because in episode 55 or maybe 54, we talked about, 54, it was Navisink, the Navisink?
Wasn't that your episode?
I lose the answers to my questions so fast.
So 54 was Navisink.
Yeah, twin lights.
As in naval.
Mm-hmm. And so that was the first U.S. lighthouse to have the Fresnel lens. And so today we're talking about the first lighthouse to have a Fresnel lens total in the world forever.
Is it in France?
Yes.
Let's go.
We're going French. And that should tell you that I will be pronouncing words incorrectly.
Fresnel.
And the name of this lighthouse, I listened to a lady say it with French, and so I'm just going to pronounce it the way that I pronounce it, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong. So the lighthouse is Cordouan Lighthouse.
Cordouan?
I want to say Cordouan, but I think it's Cordouan.
It's not like
Cordouan.
Coeur d'Alene. Does it share any of those?
You think there's an L in there secretly?
Coeur d'Alene is... never mind. I'm probably not even saying Coeur d'Alene right.
What is the L?
It's in Idaho.
Oh.
It's beautiful. I highly recommend
visiting.
What is it? It's a town. Coeur d'Alene. But I think it's named after somewhere in France. I don't think
the
French name of a town, Coeur d'Alene, is... Or maybe it means something. I have no idea, folks. If anyone can tell me, that'd be appreciated.
I thought you were suggesting this lighthouse had a secret L.
No. No, I was trying to suggest that some of the pronunciation may go hand in hand. France to France.
Anyway, so this lighthouse is very exciting. Aside from having the first Fresnel lens, and the reason why it had it is why it's so exciting. So I'll go into it. This lighthouse is referred to as the King of Lighthouses, the Lighthouse of Kings, also by the Versailles of the Sea, the Patriarch of Lighthouses, and is the oldest lighthouse in France by a ton. Located in the Bay of Biscay off the west coast of France.
Bisque.
Bougie. I'm just going to go out there and say it, that this is probably one of the most architecturally pleasing lighthouses.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm itching to see. I'm waiting. Okay, that's pretty sick.
The long pause scared me. So I pulled up a photo. It's pretty clear in the picture, one, that it's got red and green in its flash pattern. Awesome. I love it when we've got cool colors in our flash patterns. And you can see pretty obviously that this lighthouse is in two parts, one more modern than the other one. So I'll go into both halves of the lighthouse and how that came to be. So it was built 4.3 miles out on a rocky plateau, mostly covered in ocean. And you can tell in this picture, too, it seems to be out in the middle of the water, but it's actually sitting on solid ground. It's just covered by water most of the time. So visitors can come by at low tide and actually walk.
That is cool.
Yeah. So like this area originally in like the 8th century or something, they started building fire towers, kind of, you know, like we covered.
The original light towers.
Yes, where it wasn't covered. It was very.
Made of fire.
Very, there was fire and very little else. And in the 14th century, they built their first like official fire tower, considered the first lighthouse over here, called the Tower of the Black Prince, which is awesome name.
It's a cool name.
Super cool. And it's the first known instance in the world of lighthouse dues, which is basically like ships had to pay a lighthouse to pass by. And so that's the first instance of that.
For what? To keep the lighthouse funded?
Taxes.
Yeah. You didn't crash. You're welcome. Give me 5 shillings.
But this Tower of the Black Prince eventually fell and shipwrecks started to increase. Mm. But it lasted for like a couple hundred years.
The fire tower?
Yes.
That is cool.
So like it had to have been something awesome, but I couldn't find any like imagery or anything about what it looked like. Otherwise, I definitely would have slapped it.
Yeah, a sketch would be awesome.
So construction on this new lighthouse to replace the tower started in 1584. So we're going much further back.
Have we ever talked about the 1500s?
I don't know.
I don't know if that we have.
I don't think so either. And this is what I was saying. Like, this is the oldest by a lot in France. And it's still here. It's just kind of insane. What? It's like almost 500 years.
It's so cool. Like, Western European history. Yeah. Well, really the rest of the world keeps track of their history pretty well.
Yeah. Well, nothing US falls apart.
Like 200 years ago was forever.
Ancient.
Actually.
But yeah, so this is a super old one, and it was completed in 1611. So there was this huge gap in when they started construction and when it was completed. That's like 30 years.
Government project.
So it was influenced by the king. So, you know, there was a lot of turnover in rulers. And so the king of France at the time that this was starting construction was King Henry III, and he was assassinated. So then there was another guy, and then King Henry IV ruled for almost 21 years. He is kind of the one who added a lot to the original lighthouse. And I'll show you a picture. There's like a drawing of what it looked like before the second half was added. So the Henry III, King Henry III, is the one who commissioned the lighthouse. But then he was assassinated. And then when Henry IV came into power, he was like, we got to make this lighthouse like, you know, a show of France's power. Any European people who, any traffic that comes through here should see this lighthouse and be like, oh my gosh, France is awesome.
I'm nodding my head for those of you not in the room.
100%?
100%. No, I mean, like, I know that's stupid, but like, I am smiling and nodding because in my tourism that I've been able to do, several great countries of old and of new, I assume France is still up there in the world
rankings. Pretty powerful still, yeah.
As well, you know what I mean? Lighthouse-wise, of course. That story has been told a couple times. Like, we need to create imposing architecture that scares people and provides a powerful image of wealth and industry.
Yeah, because it's all about what you put out there. It's all about, like...
This is the original Facebook.
Smoke and mirrors.
Before Instagram, they had lighthouses out in the ocean.
They had amazing architecture.
Flex.
Technically, he died 1 year before this lighthouse was completed. So, like, it the end, the finishing of this lighthouse was overseen by King Louis the 13th, who was after the after him.
So King Henry the 4th, he was assassinated by time?
He, yes.
That's two in a row.
Rip. I didn't, maybe he was killed. I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, I think he was killed. So.
It's not an assassination unless you're wearing a cloak.
Unless you're hiding first.
Has to be sneaky. Yeah, I won't bog you down. All
but right. he was the one who added a bunch of stuff. So this is what I talked about in the last one, that there was an apartment built for the king inside the lighthouse.
Yes.
So he was the one who set that up so that he would have an apartment and also added a chapel to the plans from the, like,
my
the
gosh.
Original.
How big is this thing?
It is insane. I hope I put a picture in here to show you.
I'm not really getting any scale from this.
Yes. Because it's on the water, you can't really tell how large it is, but hopefully some of the pictures later. Oh, like I have one at the end that shows how tall it is. Like when you're at the top, what people look like, and it's crazy.
Is that a first order lens that we're seeing in the image? So those are, what, 20 feet tall?
No.
They're close to that, though.
9 feet?
No.
I think.
They're way bigger than a person.
Let me
look. I mean, 9 feet is bigger than a person, I'm aware, but.
How tall is Simone Biles, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar?
I don't care about any of those things.
How tall is a first order Fresnel lens? 8 feet, 6 inches. I'm so good. So good.
Damn.
20 feet.
20 feet. What am I thinking? I've seen some big.
There's a hyper radial lens. Hold, please.
You show me some big old lenses. I've been lied to.
Hyperradial.
That's what I get for running the YouTube.
Okay, they give it to me in inches. Come on, US.
Divided by 12.
I know. 148 divided by 12.
12 foot something.
12. Good job. 12 and. 4. But 12.33
feet. Yeah, 12 foot 4 inches. Oh my gosh.
You realize how much brain power it takes to do this?
How many engineers does it take?
My brain is being occupied elsewhere other than math.
I'm going to say 12 is 20. We're good. Move on. Vince was right as well.
It was in the double digits, so we can count that. Anyway, yes, this is a very large lighthouse, and hopefully pictures that I show you later will show you how big that is. This lighthouse is considered a Renaissance masterpiece. And the design took elements from Roman mausoleums and Renaissance-era cathedrals and palaces. So, very fancy. It's kind of hard to see in the picture, but it's very fancy. It's made of limestone blocks. The base is 135 feet in diameter. So, this base you see in the picture that's touching the water, 135 feet. It holds water and supply storage underneath the water line. So, normally, I mean, you can see where the water usually rises during high tide. So usually that's under the water line. And the ground floor was 50 feet in diameter, had 4 apartments for the keepers along the walls with an extravagant entrance hall in the middle. So it was like a donut of living space, and the inside was like super fancy.
Center of the tower.
Yeah, like velvet and tassels.
Smoke cigars and wine.
Gold, yeah. The second floor was the king's apartment, and I don't think I have pictures of that, which is a shame. I bet they're out there, but I don't think I attached any photos for our YouTube. The third floor was a domed chapel, very ornately decorated, and I do have a couple pictures of that. Oh, this is what it looked like before the second half was added.
That is wild.
So you can see originally it was 100 feet tall.
That is such a cool sketch.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like an etching or something, but I'm trying to decide if that's a sea monster in the background. And so then I went down this big rabbit hole of when people stopped believing sea monsters were the reason that ships didn't come back. And the 15 to 1600s, people definitely still believed in sea monsters. So it might be.
2024, people are still on board.
Loch Ness Monster.
Locky Nessie. Very cool. I love that photo.
Yeah, it's a good one. Everyone should go check it out on our YouTube. Shows how grand it was in the beginning. And so some of these aspects, like a solid half, like the tall and spindly parts have been removed and replaced with the more modern version, which modern is
it's a strong word.
Yeah, because it was still 1800s. Mid-1800s is when it was renovated and added that second part. So it's pretty, that was pretty with the times to
I love the limestone.
Yeah, like me too.
Colosseum limestone. Okay.
So here's a picture of what the chapel looks like on the inside. Isn't that crazy? How do you fit that inside of a lighthouse? So this picture really shows how big this lighthouse is, that this is just like one wall of the inside of a chapel.
It's got to be a wide-angle lens, right? It's got to be like a fish.
Maybe,
fish-eye lens.
Because this little grate thing in the middle kind of is got that vibe.
Either way, that's super neat.
Put a picture up there of the domed chapel top.
Very cool. Blue was a royal color in history.
Little remnants of that paint left. Oh, so cool. I would love to go see it, and you can, and I'll talk about that later.
Oh, nice. Also surprising.
I know. Above this domed chapel was a secondary lantern, and then the lantern itself. I think originally, obviously, that was like a backup lantern in case like fire went out or
something.
Don't
hit my house. Yeah.
What? What?
You don't want a ship to hit your apartment.
Oh, that was pretty high up. I don't ship couldn't hit that far. We got a wide base to stave off. Like,
okay, but if you're on an apartment on a lighthouse, and any part of the lighthouse below you gets impacted by a ship, it wouldn't be good.
What is it called? The long thing at the end of a ship. Bowsprit.
Sprite?
It's not pronounced that way. Spire. Anyway, that could stab into the king's apartment, but it hasn't. Okay. Originally, this lighthouse was lit by burning oak chips in a metal canister. And it was close to 100 feet above sea level, so not quite 100 feet. 1782, so that was there for a solid 170 years.
That's so cool.
In 1782, parabolic reflectors were added, but the lighthouse was in bad shape and sailors complained that it wasn't tall enough. So the extension started in the same year, so I lied. It was renovated in the mid-1800s, but the extension happened late 1700s.
Okay.
So here's a picture of what the plan basically was. So you can still see this domed chapel in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, they added these more modern layers of the lighthouse.
The cupola is over 200 feet off the water.
Yeah, it is.
That's impressive.
Focal plane of 198 for people.
That's an incredible photos. Architecture.
Isn't that amazing? And I love how they just added on to it. They weren't like, hey, let's just flatten this and make a different one. That would have been so sad.
So what? Do you know what's below the water line here? You said the storage tanks?
Yeah, it's water and some like supply stuff.
Fresh water? It must be.
Oh, yeah. Like cisterns, kind of.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. So this extension doubled the height of the tower, and the new floors are much more simple, which you can see in a photo. In 1790, argand lamps were added and rotated on a machine built by a watchmaker in France. And I think this was also the beginning of...
It's early on.
Yeah, I thought that was the beginning of rotating lens in general.
Yeah, clockwork, right?
Built by a watchmaker, which I think is so cool. Imagine how much fun, in my opinion, it would be to scale up your tiny, tiny little watch mechanisms.
Oh, it'd be so exciting.
Big, beastie lighthouse. Yeah. That would be so cool. I feel like it would be fun if you had a trade that you did the same thing all the time to do something way like outside of your comfort zone. Yeah. Just be like, let's see if I have the skill for this.
Can you imagine the pressure? Like making sure all your math is right.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like
this
the
is
lighthouse
your, this
of
is
France.
What you're going to be known as for your life.
Yeah, I'm glad that I don't have to say, and it failed. And the fuel when he did this was a mixture of olive oil, whale oil, and rapeseed oil. So that's like a very strange a mixture.
Yeah, rapeseed oil is now referred to as something else.
Really?
Yeah, people didn't like that name.
Oh, I feel uncomfortable saying it.
Canola oil or oldest, vegetable oil?
Oldest known vegetable oil.
Known.
I was like, I'm just going to go with it. Oh, canola oil.
Canola oil. Yes, that's what it's been renamed.
It's under a category of Reddit, ultra processed food.
Yeah, and I've heard... talk about how it was a lubricant for machinery.
No way.
A fuel oil, and now we put it on our food, which is probably not great for us.
Yeah.
But cool. Neat. Get a taste of lighthouse history.
Go I know.
Have some canola oil.
Canola oil is history. Lighthouse history. After this, the first Fresnel lens in the world was installed in 1823. And that's what I was saying I would cover in a new episode. I was going to... put it all in this one. I was like, why not? We'll
just two-parter.
Have some fun. Yeah, it may be.
Or just another feature someday.
because the story is very interesting. I will not jump too far into it, but holy cow.
Relight my interest.
I'm going to ignite your... No, I can't.
You're going to keep my interest.
Keep.
Keeper.
God. So this was the first lighthouse in the entire world to have a Fresnel lens.
That's really neat.
Very exciting.
Well, it's quite the lighthouse, too. I'm surprised that it has the ornate architecture that does, as well as the first Fresnel lens.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it was like influential in a lot of ways, so I guess it makes sense. In 1855, it was renovated because it was taking some damage. In 1862, it became a historical monument, like officially. And this is the exact same time as Notre Dame.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Like the little bits of history, the big things that everybody knows. Like if we weren't into lighthouses, everyone would know about the Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Is that?
No, it's Notre Dame.
Oh.
Or something like that. Us here in America, we have a school called Notre Dame.
Oh.
Which is, I'm sure, ill-pronounced from Notre Dame or the original pronunciation of that institution.
The bells.
Or maybe they're totally different and I'm just wrong. Who knows?
We don't know. Pronunciation is our weakness on this podcast.
I didn't do any research for this one. If it doesn't...
If I just built some confidence and just said... This is how it's pronounced.
Fresnel.
Fresnel. And you can't change my mind.
For those of you that aren't familiar, early on in the show, as we were learning from each other in the internet, we thought it was pronounced Fresnel lens.
And it might still be.
Some people argue that it is. Others say Fresnel, which I think I'm going to go with. Sounds more...
Fresnel.
Classy.
I really have seen just about every pronunciation out there.
Fresnel.
Different lighthouse websites will say pronounced this, and it's different than what I've seen on a different lighthouse website that says pronounced this.
You know where I got locked in?
Where?
We went on our trip to the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
And we were at Ocracoke, the big fat stub.
Mm-hmm.
The cigar. And
big fat stub.
That gentleman, I can't remember his name now. I know I named him.
Oh, yeah. I think I have it in my notes somewhere.
But he was giving a tour and we were
Park
recording.
Ranger.
We were recording there, by the way. We recorded at the base of
out
the lighthouse.
Front, and it was humid and hot and there were bugs.
So we did that. But he pronounced Fresnel. And I was like, I looked at you. I was like.
We latched on. Yeah. We're like, finally. This guy is our God.
I don't know about that.
I know, I'm just joking. But we decided at that moment that that was how it was pronounced.
Fresnel.
You didn't even really do any backup research. Somebody can tell us that we're wrong. But at this point, we've changed.
We're just part of the
one
internet.
Too many. Anyway, so yeah, that's where that came from. Before it was a historical monument, the original lens was replaced with the current Fresnel lens in 1854. We're talking, but the Fresnel lens that's up there right now has been there since 1854. Oh, what?
It was installed 100 years before World War II.
Oh. Oh, so this is 170 years ago? It's so crazy. Currently,
that is nuts.
The light characteristic is one I haven't seen before, and it changes depending on where you're positioned around the lighthouse, which normally I would say makes it a range lens. But I didn't really see any like
it's a 360
descriptions.
Range.
Yeah.
Full spin.
You can see it from all sides, but if you see in a photo, part of the window panes are red. So it's not the actual Fresnel lens that has colored panes. It's the actual like outside of the lighthouse. About maybe a quarter of it is red. And then on the opposite side of that, it's green. Everywhere else is clear glass.
And yeah, that matches now I've forgotten. Port and starboard.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this once. The orientation of red and green lights on both aircraft and sea craft. We got to revisit that. Maybe that'll be a lighthouse buoy.
We did a history buoy on that. We're just not very good at remembering.
You can revisit things. It's good to refresh.
Another history buoy. Doubled up. But the current light characteristic is an occulting white, red, green every 12 seconds. So.
Oh, cool.
It depends on where you're standing. What order those colors are in. Lighthouse got electricity in 1948, and was fully automated in 2006, though keepers are still employed there two at a time to keep the light because they're constantly doing maintenance on it. Because it's like, let's face it, if you're not constantly fixing stuff, it will eventually become run down.
Oh, like, yeah, that's enough so to keep two people busy.
This place, they can't let it do that. It's a national monument. And as of 2021, it's a World Heritage Site, which means it's culturally significant. And
nice.
So they really have to upkeep it. So that's why people are there all the time. That also makes it the last inhabited lighthouse in France. And they have a Facebook page that you can keep up with.
No way. They have Wi-Fi out there?
I don't know. They must, I guess.
Oh, satellite, I'm sure.
I
what am I looking at right now?
That's the inside of the Fresnel lens. These plates are what makes it occulting. So it's like...
blocks the light.
Yeah.
And relieves the light.
Moments of darkness. So it's pretty neat. It's something we haven't seen before. So the red and the green is kind of like reflecting on the outside of the Fresnel lens.
So cool.
Very cool photo. A lot of these are from the World Heritage Site, which I've put in my show notes as a reference. So you guys can take a look at those.
This might have to be the background cover. YouTube.
Even You're not going to put this super cool lighthouse?
There's so many cool images in this. If you're not on YouTube now, you can go and it'll allow you to jump image to image as you so choose.
Oh, that's nice.
But pretty cool.
So the keepers that are here, they replace each other in pairs every Friday, depending on the tide. So how the weather, like, or what time on a Friday, or if the weather's bad, you know, they'll hold off. Yeah. But it's usually they in pairs. They switch out every Friday. They ensure normal maintenance of the lighthouse and basically guard the monument, prevent vandalism and looting, which apparently was a problem.
Mm.
And they receive and give information to visitors during the tourist season and participate in environmental monitoring of the rocky plateau that it's on. Plateau.
That's quite a diverse job.
Plateau.
Plateau.
Today, it's open to the public to visit and climb. You have to take a boat 30 minutes to it, and there's a couple companies that do this, so they're like... set. You can also take your own boat, but I think it's kind of complicated because the plateau, it's like rocky.
Getting a landing spot.
Yeah, you can't get too close, and it's not like there's a dock or anything. And from there, it may be physically demanding to climb the light. Occasionally, visitors can only be dropped off a 20-minute walk away, so you have to walk over slippery rock.
Oh, depending on tide.
Yeah, sometimes knee-deep in water to get to the lighthouse.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. So adventurous.
I want to do it when it's hard to go.
And once you get there, it's 301 steps up to the top of the light. So it's...
You got to be training.
You definitely have to be ready. You have to wear the right shoes, the right pants, and look at this picture.
This is the... Wow. First off, we're jumping. I love the limestone. It's my favorite lighthouse finish I've ever seen. Hands down.
Yeah, and all the like balcony and all the like
the windows.
Extra architectural
touches. So ornate.
Lots of stained glass. We love stained glass.
Look at the architecture. The carving is incredible. For me. I don't know what it is. Okay, so there's the walk.
This picture, you can see how tall this lighthouse is. You like in its shadow, there's the path that people
are
walking up on.
French people are tiny. Petite, sorry.
Oh, no. Well, just this picture is taken from the top of the lighthouse. You can see people are just like little ants down there.
That is cool.
Just crazy.
We have to go to France.
I know. We're going to have to go. There's no other option.
This is also, maybe not. I was going to say, this is kind of a younger person's. It's not easily accessed, we'll say.
But I've seen, like...
doesn't comply to the American Disability Act, ADA.
Oh. Well, we should tell them. I think this would be a super awesome trip to go to because it's not like this lighthouse is off in the middle of nowhere.
4 miles.
And then you have to take a boat and then you have to walk to the lighthouse. It's like this is a hubbub that and the lighthouse is just outside. It's very exciting.
Really cool.
They also have a YouTube so you can watch some details about their constant restoration efforts.
Nice.
And like the stuff they do at the lighthouse. They have cool videos of it. So I'm going to link that in the show notes as well so you guys can take a look at how neat this lighthouse is. It's just like so historical. You know, they all are, but this one's fancy.
Yeah.
Bridgerton style.
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking about the Fresnel lens. We talked about how it's first order, It's roughly 9 feet tall. So about 10 feet is about a story tall.
Yeah.
So if you go back to the, you don't have to, but if you listeners want to go back to the original image of the whole lighthouse, mm-hmm. scale that out. We're engineers. We like to do a known scale in a drawing. Scale it out. That is 10, it's 200 feet tall. So yeah. It's 20 stories.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically.
It's crazy. It doesn't look like that from far away. It's really, well, so I didn't include the photo that I wanted to include that showed kind of the scale. Because I'll send it to you, so maybe you can put it in the YouTube. But basically, it's just a view of like some staircase that you can come out on top of the donut shape where the keepers stayed.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how tiny, it's a whole keeper's quarters, and it just looks so small compared to like the wall of the lighthouse that you're standing next to. I don't know. It's wild.
Have you seen any images or description of the modern living state there for the two keepers?
Modern like living? A, like, yeah, are they like living?
A bunk bed? Do they have Netflix in there?
I haven't watched all the videos, so they probably cover.
Listening to the Lighthouse Lowdown on YouTube. you know.
I'm sure they stay in the keeper's quarters because that's what they're made for, but.
The most similar, and it's quite different, but the most similar lighthouse I can think of at the time is Standard Rock, where they're talking about taking the isolated lighthouse that's on, which lake is that? Lake Superior, right?
I think so.
And they're doing the renovations. Carl Lindquist,
mm-hmm.
Fred Stonehouse we talked to, doing renovations to make that a livable keeper's quarters and a research facility.
So people can stay out there.
Yeah. And it's in the middle of Lake Superior, so it's, go listen to the episode. But Carl talked to us about how they can collect weather data from out there that's mm-hmm. highly unique. And I think that one's only 50, 60 feet tall.
Yeah, not even close to the size of this one.
Yeah. Different layout, but the fact that it's isolated, it's on its own plot.
Mm-hmm. While they construct it all the way out in the water like that. 4.3 miles. It's the
air quality's got to be great out there.
It's got to just smell like salt and freedom.
Well, super neat.
Yeah, so that's Corduan. Corduan. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, but hey, don't laugh. You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I don't know anything. I'm just the co-host of the Lighthouse Lowdown.
I am also losing confidence. I need to build back up my confidence. That's how it's pronounced, right? No doubt about it.
Positive self-talk. We got this.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You can follow us on YouTube. The link is on our website, thelighthouselowdown.com.
Yep.
You can check us out on Instagram at thelighthouselowdown. And you can send us an email at thelighthouselowdown@gmail.com and let us know of any lighthouses that you want to see us cover, because that's always fun. We like to cover lighthouses that other people are excited to listen to. So,
thank you for your support.
We hope to catch you next time on the Lighthouse Lounge.